You don't have to say amen, but that's true. Oh, yeah, it could have blessed them. It could have been good for them. But then they said, no, we'll throw it over because we want to survive. We want to make it through this storm rather than drown with all of this. You can have all the money in the world and still die. Oh, yeah, you can watch all the TV you want. That still, come on and say amen. That it still don't mean that you're going to watch something that's going to get you through what you're about to go through. Come on. You can watch all the health shows you want. You can watch all the CSI you want. It ain't going to make you no smarter. Oh, come on and say amen. But we need to get the wisdom of God that comes from knowing him and having his spirit on the inside, being led of God. They threw it overboard. Verse 39, and when it was day, they knew not the land, but discovered a certain creek which was a shore, and into which they were minded if it were possible to thrust the ship. Now, look at this. Now, we find out that they're still in danger. But after they cheered up, they begin to see some daylight. Lord, help me. I said weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? They got some joy. Joy came on the next day. Come on and say amen. And so when it was day, they got joy. They took communion that night. And then when it was day, they were able to see a land, but guess what? It was a strange land. They had been in darkness so long, they didn't know where they were. And sometime when we go through trials and tribulation, when we go through heartaches and pains, we're at a point that I just don't know where I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know which direction to go in. Well, all we need to do is just trust in the Lord.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Kempty, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempty, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do. You might not see it, but just believe it. With faith, you can conquer anything. I said you might not see it, but just believe it. And with faith, you can conquer anything. Oh, if you really believe that, you'd be shouting about now. Tell somebody, I might not see it in the flesh. That means it's qualified for me to see it in faith. Because if I see it in the flesh, I don't need no faith. I wish I had a helper here. But with faith, I can accomplish anything. Are there any accomplishers here? You already speaking it. You already believing it. I just want to talk to somebody that's going through. I'm not the ones who are going to. I just want to talk about the ones who are going through right now. Because, see, when you're going through, you forget sometime you're going to. Because there's so much stuff that you're dealing with that you forget every now and then that the prize is worth all of the pain. You might not see it. Just believe it. And with faith, you can conquer. I ain't put no limitations on it because God didn't put no limit. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Tell your neighbor he's talking about me. Tell your other neighbor he's talking about me. Now talk to yourself and say, self, he's talking about us. Yeah, give God some glory in the house. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated. I'm not going to preach this morning. I just want to minister a little bit. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. God is awesome. Yeah. That sound like victory music. That sound like celebration music. That sound like breakthrough music. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Even in advance, set yourself up for the victory. Set yourself up for the delivery. Give him praise in advance. If it ain't here now, you know it's on the way. That thing's gonna happen like he said. Glory. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Somebody done got some shackles released off their ankles so they can dance, walk, run, move. Somebody has had shackles released off their hands so they can raise them in praise to God. If you don't feel all right in your flesh, that's all right to feel all right in your spirit. Come on. Hey. Oh. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, clap. Just let him have his way. The old folk used to say, let Jesus fix it for you, he knows just what to do. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. And whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he will fix it for you. That's all we're trying to tell somebody here today. Let Jesus fix it for you. Come on. Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Oh, yes, he does. And whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he will fix it. And then they would say, a charge to keep our hair. I wish I had somebody who knew that. Now, come on. Oh, Lord, I have a God to glorify. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. In soul to say, and fit it for the sky. Let Jesus fix it for you. Come on. Oh, yeah. Let Jesus fix. Thank you, Jesus. He knows. Let him have his way. Come on, give him some praise. I know that was old school. Some of y'all just lost y'all because they ain't have no big beat. It's good to go back sometime and take those old songs that just encouraged you in the faith and just made sense. Amen. Now, you know that was an old song. I don't know if you know this, Chad. That might be for your time. It goes just something like that. I'll see if you can catch that. Jesus is all, bum, 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 my all and all, bum, 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 bum. I believe he will hear me when I call, walking by his side. That's right, satisfied. Cause Jesus is all, my all, my all in all. Yeah, Jesus is all, Jesus is all, my all in all. I believe he will hear me. Hear me when I call. walking by his side, satisfied, cause Jesus is all, my all, my all and all. Listen, here's a verse now, listen. Now when I went out seeking the Lord, I stepped down on this holy word. The reason I know he's in my soul, found pure gold. Hey, Jesus is all, my all and all. And I believe he will hear me. Hear me when I call. Hey, walking by your side, cause Jesus is all, Jesus is all, Jesus is all, Jesus is all. Anybody know he's all? I wanna say thank you, Jesus is all. Say thank you. Anybody know Jesus is all? He's the first, and Jesus is the last. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. My all, my all and all. Amen. Y'all did good on that, didn't know it. That's all. Praise the Lord. God, sit down just for a minute. Let me just. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? You are not your own. Notice what this word says again. Know ye not that your body is. Now again, he's referring to believers, talking about born again people of God. The word what suggests that this is a word denoting surprise, like, you don't know this? The way that you're acting, the way that you're living, the way that you're treating your body, you don't know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And listen at this, because what's important is the word says, which is in you. Which is in you. But notice something else that's important. Which ye have of God. Yeah. Now God is expecting you to make sure that your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, is worthy, a vessel worthy of housing the Holy Ghost in your person. It's talking about holiness, and it's also talking about healthiness. And a lot of us focus on the holiness, but we miss the healthiness part. Healthiness is just as much a part of God as holiness is. As a matter of fact, if you note the ministry of Jesus, Jesus did more in the arena of healing in his earthly ministry because of so many unhealthy folk. Jesus didn't like sickness. Sickness was the byproduct of sin. Sin was the byproduct of the enemy's attack on man, and thus it would play itself out in death. So Jesus wanted to take sin from man. If he took sin away from man, then sickness was a byproduct of sin, which meant that sickness did not have the right to invade and live in the body, which meant we then had the right to go to God in prayer and to procure healing from God, to secure healing from God. Because it was a right of the believer. And so understanding this, it's important for you to realize how God wants us to take care of the body. Now, eating right, exercising, giving your body proper rest are all necessary components to being and providing and developing and maintaining a healthy temple. These are this body is a living work. A living work. It is a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Most sacrifices are dead. That's one of the reasons why in the renewing of our mind, Paul admonished believers to understand, listen, a dead sacrifice is a one-time sacrifice. But a living sacrifice is a continual sacrifice. Yeah. And so if you're going to be of any real service to God, you know, you could have made one sacrifice and died and that would have been it. But that wouldn't have really served the purpose of God to reach mankind, to save mankind, to educate mankind, to edify mankind. So that meant then that we had to live in these bodies and make them a reasonable service to the Lord by becoming a living sacrifice. When you begin to think about what God has done, okay, number one, he's paid for this body. He's paid for the soul or spirit that lives within this body. Through the life of his only begotten beloved son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life, shed his blood, paid the penalty price for your life. Now that means your life when bought by through Jesus Christ is not your own. If it's not your own, you can't do with it what you please. If it's not your own, then that means you need to check your owner's manual about proper operation and caretaking. See, the problem is we want to operate without the owner's manual. You operating in the flesh when now you have a new owner's manual. And it is so that you can operate according to the desires of the one. Listen to this. The owner of the body manufactured the body. And who knows better about every single part of the body and its function to the body and how and what it needs so that it will properly do what it has been designed to do. And listen to this. When it all comes down to it, it is designed to give God glory and praise.
Amen.
So it's difficult. And one of the things the enemy knows is if he can break down your body, if he can break down this temple, if he can mar it, scar it, bar it from doing what it's designed to do, one of the things that God expects from us is praise and worship in this temple.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about this church body. or this building. I'm talking about in this body, in this temple. In this, matter of fact, you ought to have church before you come to church. This church ought to be portable. You ought to be able to take this church to work. Take this church to the mall. You ought to be able to take this church wherever you go, because wherever you go, you are in this temple. So they ought to always see the Lord in you, because you're in church all the time. They talking about you being here in this church. Man, you always in church. Well, if they really saw the real you, they truly say you were always in church. Because this body isn't yours. It belongs to God. He has an owner's manual. He tells you how to take care of it. He makes it clear what you need. 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus goes through a whole lot of things that concern this body. One of the things also that I want you to note is in that 28th chapter of Matthew, closing out, and in that closing verses of the 28th chapter, when Jesus was talking about go ye into all the world and, you know, baptizing them, et cetera, he got down to the last part of that. He says, teaching them to observe all things. All things. Now that means you can't be so holy that you forget that you are in a physical body also that requires some physical things. Some natural things. Listen, spiritual food is for your spiritual man. I dare you to be so spiritual that you say, I'm not going to eat or drink anything else in this physical body. It's going to all be done in the spirit, and see how long the physical man lasts. See, you have got to nourish the physical, the natural, the body, this temple, with the natural, nutritious things that it needs. Here's something that might wake you up. Some of the reasons why some of us get the diseases that we get is because we don't eat right. Amen. If we ate what we should eat, if we ate what was in the Bible prescribed for the original design of man, then we would discover our diet would drastically be different from what it is. Listen, we were not originally designed to be meat eaters. What? No pork chop, no chicken, no steak, no none of what? You what? That sounds like Paul right there. What? No. We listen at this. We lived off of plant life. Seed life. We lived off of things that had seed life in it, which produced more life. We lived off of things that would energize and feed the inner parts of us, again, that God knew that was healthy, that grew from the earth, that we again share in. Those were things that we, fruits, vegetables, nuts, berries, all of these kinds of things were originally the design of the body. Listen, whatever you needed, you could plant, pick from a plant, eat it and so forth and be healed, herbs, etc. Everything the body need was designed to be dealt with from the earth and from herbal life, fruit life, plant life, etc. Now, if we eat a salad, it's almost a miracle. We don't like that. Listen, you notice I noticed about some of that stuff. If you eat that, you eat just enough. Just enough.